This poem has a prologue. Matthew chapter 14, verses 28 and 29 from the King James Version. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, Come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. Weak state, salvation. In vacant lots in Kansas, we walk on wheat-colored weeds, not water. Taste dust kicked up from shoes, cough up a child's guilt that's stuck in the throat like popcorn husks. Dad preached, to the world we are just an old movie to go see every time it comes to town. But under our canvas tonight, the Lord is present. Mosquitoes prayed. Flies buzzed, circled overhead on bare light bulbs, settled on the light. Old ladies with flowered hand fans. The tribulations of Job, not ecstasies of apostles, inflated our faith. Dad and Mom walked the aisles, talked to brothers and sisters from churches across the state. I did not dare miss one word of grown-up talk of how much I'd grown. Uncle Fred's headlights surrounded the tent, shining the spotlight. There is room at the cross. The Holy Ghost is moving. I pledged 50 cents a month, half a week's allowance for the work of God. Teenage cousins dedicated their lives to Christ. Going home, I'd fall asleep, memorizing scriptures with a vision for sinners being forgiven, hearing my words. Dad's church now is all weeds. 30 years of dust. Tonight in a lot across town where last week cousins sold firecrackers, folks still come to the altar just as I am. I hear a voice that sounds so like my own. It must be someone else. It calls me out. This time to be the cripple and throw away the crutches on which I learned to walk.